just about 9 years ago, I was church hopping. Thought I was saved. Thought I, actually at the time, I thought I pretty much knew it all. I'd gone to Bible college and I thought that I had the world by the tail. I couldn't figure out why I was depressed though. I've been married now 16 years. And in that time, I've argued, fought, judged. But up until 2 years ago, when the Lord saved me, I was finding everybody else's faults. Starting 9 years ago, pastor, for whatever reason, saw something that even I didn't see. And then he loved me. I've had counselors over and over again ask me why Pastor John could say things to me that nobody else in the world could say. If you ask my children, I love my dad, I loved my mom, but I grew up in a broken home and there was no structure. There was nothing that said anyone else had authority. My mama, she died here in October. But starting at the time I was 5 and 6 years old, she gave me a King James Bible. And that's her legacy. She gave me the book to seek with. Starting from young, I knew Jesus and I knew who he was, but I didn't understand who I was. I didn't understand how he saw me. I was hurt by so many things, and some of them were things other people did. But then I got old enough and I was still doing all the things that added hurt and fire and burning to my life, including arguing and fighting with my husband and doing everything God told me not to. I hadn't read the manual, you know? I didn't know when I got married that I was supposed to be submissive. I didn't know I was supposed to be obedient. I didn't know what God really expected of me. And I did everything I could to push him away. He himself had so many scars and things between the two of us. I'm not sure, but I know God could have done something. You never know, maybe still can.
Aye.
But I had to see me and realize that I was my problem. My husband wasn't my problem. My kids weren't my problem. Even when my pastor, in the most love could ever say, showed me where my problems were, I didn't want to see. It took me 8 years and a lot of preaching. He drove me to Resaca, drove me to Tennessee. I think he'd have drove me to the moon if I could have gotten saved any sooner.
Sure.
But he loved me. Not anybody else ever loved me the way he did. He didn't want anything from me. Hannah and Mike and Tanya and those guys, they remember that little white Lumina. The Asquiths have never had great cars, but it was wonderful. who wanted me to go to Hamburg to the tent meeting. And my dad wouldn't let me drive our car up there because he didn't trust me. And rightly so. And my pastor filled the tank up, gave me his keys, and told me to take it up there and come back. And I did. And I was so shocked that he trusted me that I didn't drive it anywhere else. Wednesday night, he told me, "Well, I'm sure you're out of gas," and he handed me a $20 bill. Most people wouldn't have thought anything about that car. I mean, it wasn't terribly great, but it was trust.
Right.
Nobody trusted me in a long time. And then Mama Ruth, when I would do something and pull a stunt, and I pulled quite a few, she'd come over and explain why that just couldn't happen anymore, what was wrong with it. And then she'd tell me that she couldn't tell me how to do the right things, but she could tell me how to avoid the wrong things because she'd already been there. And slowly, through them, the Lord showed me that he too loved me. Not so much that he trusted me, he knew I was a fool. But he gave me people that loved me. And gave me a pastor that helped the rest of the people in my church long suffer me. And they suffered. But then, on the 20th of October, 2016, the Lord, I'd heard pastor's testimony so many times, but all of a sudden it was just like he stepped into the room and the Bible study fell away and it was just me and him. And he showed me the little girl sitting in between my grandfather and grandmother. I think I was probably 4 years old, who hated everybody in that room because I didn't believe for 1 minute that I was important. I'd already gone through so much at four. I didn't remember it till right before I got saved, but I'd been tied to a tree in Texas, left for hours. And I somehow had convinced myself that it was someone else. I just had heard the story. My mom told me for years that she'd wished that she was allowed to have an abortion with every one of her kids. She told all of us that. And I became mean and angry. And I struck out at everybody before they could get me. And if someone told me it was white, it was green. If it was, someone said that it was blue, it was white. You know, because I couldn't trust anybody. The Lord spent the last 2 years trying to show me that I could trust him.
Sure.
That he was there. Even in the hills of West Virginia. God is so wonderful, patient, kind, loving. And you know, I didn't deserve any of it. I didn't deserve the love. I didn't deserve the compassion. I didn't deserve a church that let me sit there amidst all my idiocy. People who saw me being mean to my children and trusted my pastor that I should still be able to have them. My pastor asked me something on Sunday in the middle of service. He said, "Where you were 2 years ago, if you had to go back to that, would you still want your children living with you?" No, I wouldn't have. I was mean, especially to Joshua. By the time Caleb came along, I had the ability to have a bond with a child. And that alone was Pastor and Ruth Ann and God trying to teach me how to just be human.
Good.
But you know what? Jesus has taught me how to forgive, how to love, how to care, how to discipline children without being vile and evil about it.
That's good.
You know what? I can't wait to see what else he's going to teach me. Now, I won't lie. Sometimes it involves getting my derriere kicked. But you know, it's always been gentle and kind and loving.
That's right.
And you know what? I wouldn't go back. I couldn't. That person, I'm real glad she died that day.
Hey, that's right.
And if anyone else is still on the ropes or doesn't know, I spent a long time not knowing whether my pastor was right, that you could really, really, really know. Before 2 years ago, I doubted every day. One minute I was sure, well, next minute I was so confused, probably a tornado would have been easier. Since that day, I haven't had a single doubt. When there's preaching going on, my God comes down, just sits there and gives me peace.
Amen.
I'm going to say to anyone here that doesn't have that, same thing that Ruth Ann said to me. Don't stop looking until you have it. Because it is the most important thing.
Thank you, Ms. Tanya.
126, Rock of Ages.